Time now for Where's Art? Here on Northland Morning, Annie Dugan, the curator of the Duluth Art Institute, our guest as she is every Monday. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Hello, Lisa.
It's too bad that we don't have like a huge big outdoor sculpture garden here in the Northland because the weather would definitely accommodate such a thing.
Well, we do actually. We have the Duluth Public Arts Commission has a whole string of sculptures throughout the city that you can, there's a walkable map, so you can enjoy that with 40-degree weather. And you can enjoy getting outside of your car and walking around to the different galleries because there is, as always, lots and lots going on, and you won't have to get in a snowstorm when you go out and about this week. So that is a plus.
That's
on
okay.
Tuesday, yes. Well, we did, so Tuesday evening, the Tweed Museum of Art is hosting their Tweevenings, and this was rescheduled because last Tuesday, you will recall, we had a little bit of winter weather.
And so, we were in shock. And we all forgot how to drive. We forgot how to function. Everybody went, oh, it's snowing in Duluth. Oh,
right.
No.
So hopefully we've gotten over all of that. But they did reschedule, so it'll be this Tuesday from 6:30 to 8. It's Bill Shipley talking about Leslie Bonkamp and their collection at the Tweed. And it's a really great opportunity to hear Bill talk about this really important artist in his life. And it's important artist in general. He's a sculptor. He works with fiber arts and paper and does really interesting multiples. So that is a must-see on Tuesday. Thursday evening is a must-see at the Duluth Art Institute. Sarah Brocky is doing a reading and a discussion about her series that is up right now. It is a series of 36 portraits, and she made a book, an arts book, out of this, and she'll be reading from that. And it's 36 portraits of artists who have inspired her. And so she'll talk about, when you listen to Sarah Brocky talk, it's sort of like getting your most fuzzy blanket and like just curling up and just feeling good. Like no matter what you're talking about with her, you just feel good afterwards. So
she's one of those people that you could hire to read the phone book and she would just make you happy.
Exactly, just make you happy.
I like it.
It's really perfect. So 5 to 7 on Thursday. We'll have some treats, you know, so that your tummy can be happy, too, on that occasion. And then on Friday, the Prove is having an opening. They have an intern that's been working with them. Her name's Alyssa Johnson. She's a St. Scholastica intern. And she's put on this show beginning to end. It's called Impermanently Content. So when we think about being content, we think about that cozy blanket. You know, we think about how fleeting those moments are a lot of times. You know, as soon as you sort of feel great, it sort of passes through your hands. That's the way that all works. So the exhibit is about that sort of, that very fleeting feeling of contentment. So, and Sarah Brocky's work is in that show as well. As long, it's a group show, so there's quite a lot of other artists with that theme in mind. So it'll be really interesting to see how they, different artists visualize that idea. And then Saturday, there is a whole list of events out and about. So Washington Studios is having their holiday sale with artists from their studios as well as other artists. It's photography, fiber art, painting, you know, crafting, sort of everything and anything that you want to see at Washington Studios. Emerson Holiday Bazaar, again, this really amazing art. Both of, I know Emerson is going to have live music. Anywhere you go to these places, there's always, you know, hot cider and cookies, so you can get some sugar highs as you go walking around. Nice Girls of the North is having their annual sale, or they have a regular monthly sale, but this is sort of their special Christmas sale. And I love the name of their arts collective because it really is. It's these fabulous women who do great crafting, and they happen to be nice and from the north. So that's at Lakeside Lester Park Community Center from 10 to 3.
Yeah, I applied to be a part of that group, and they said, well, look, your handwork's beautiful, lady, but on the other hand, and I thought, okay, so
you're nice enough.
Not for them. Just saying.
I love it.
So lots of fun stuff going on throughout the entire week art-wise. I got to get back to this walkable map. What a cool thing, because, you know, we do find ourselves looking for excuses to be outside, and no matter how much good advice we get from Tom Casper, we're running out of things to do in our yards. Where would a person find this walkable map
the
to public art,
public
and,
art
and sculpture?
The Commission used to have it on their website, and I don't. They've been doing some reorganizing lately, so I don't know. But you know what? I will dig through my files, and we can call up our dear friend Peter Spooner and call up our dear friend Mary Matthews, and we can find some workable. It's most of it is along. It's in Canal Park. It's along the Lake Walk. The sister cities were involved. There's a lot of really. And what's nice about it is there's sort of some information about each of the pieces. So
well, make sure that you drop me an email as soon as you have solved the mystery, and we'll get a link set up on our website so that folks can either find out where they can get a physical copy of the map or where they can take a look at it online. Because you know we're encouraging this outdoor art appreciation. If the weather's going to be nice, let's go for it.
Right. If we can't do snow sculptures, we can look at real sculptures.
Exactly. Thanks, Annie.
Thank you, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art Monday mornings here on KUMD.